This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair! Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, independent, I never traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm all right.
All right, all right, all right. Frog
need basketball to get back in the swing of things.
Yeah, it's back tonight. We got a. I mean, it's late. I mean, if you want to stay up late for Lakers Hornets, you get a little Luka. Maybe LeBron. He's questionable. I don't know.
He was questionable for the All Star game. He ain't questionable.
A lot of people were pissed at him. A lot of people were pissed on the late bow out from LeBron James because they felt like if you knew you weren't going to play. Why didn't you bow out so somebody else could have gotten a spot?
Aren't we making that assumption?
People are making assumptions. That's legitimately what they're doing. They're making assumptions that something felt a little off about LeBron James bowing out last minute.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm not one of those people. Listen, you know me. Me and LeBron, we have our thing. We have our past. But, you know, this. I wasn't one of those. I was like, who cares? He's old. But... people are upset. Leroy, Kendrick Perkins came out and roasted him. Plenty of the pundits came out and roasted him. It's like, hey, it's not that you missed the game, but why not miss the game and give a chance for your team to get somebody else on their team? You know, so I don't know. That's just one of those things.
So let me get this straight. What we're leaving the All-Star weekend on is everybody mad at LeBron for not playing?
No, 40-year-old LeBron. We're leaving the All-Star game with a lot of people mad, I think, at the state of the NBA. Mad at where the things are going. Mad at the NBA. I saw yesterday Stephen A. Smith went on this whole thing about, oh, there's no face of the NBA. It has to be an American. It can't be an international guy. Which my immediate reaction to that was the sports world literally stopped for 2 days for a Slovenian guy getting traded to the Lakers. Like, we all couldn't function. So I don't agree with that, but I do feel like everybody comes out of this NBA weekend frustrated with the NBA because All-Star Weekend, for whatever reason, gets people mental. Like, it makes people crazy. Oh, how are you behaving on an All-Star game? How just like, dude, take All-Star games for what they are. They're hocus pocus. They're not supposed to. Now, they could fix the. They should fix the dunk contest. I mean, that's like there came a time where MLB had to fix the home run derby, and they did it. They did it perfectly. They could fix that event. All-Star games, guys trying. I've never seen anybody try hard in an All-Star game ever. Like, and the one time somebody, the one time I did see somebody try hard, Dwayne Wade broke Kobe Bryant's nose, and everybody was very mad at Dwayne Wade. You know, even though Kobe Bryant loved it.
I love it.
He's like, I love it. It's like, all right, well, great. Heat and five. Kick rocks. I'm like the only guy who doesn't have this like affinity for Kobe. A great player, but I was always a D-Wade guy. You know? And that's like, everybody's got to be a Kobe guy.
Aren't they different players, though? That's the hard thing for me. Like,
are they different players?
I can think they're both great.
But Kobe like won championships before Wade was even drafted. Like, you can't separate them and like you put them in the same generation. Like,
yeah.
To me, they're like different. Like, to me, there's more.
They're more same generation than different generation.
Yes, I would agree to that. But I don't know. I for some reason in the order of things, there was a Bird and Magic in the era. I guess Bird and Magic era, Jordan era. Kobe had a little shine there. And then I see Wade, and the one who I get mad for stealing Wade's shine is actually LeBron. I feel like LeBron stole MVPs from Wade.
Although, he stole one MVP from Dwayne Wade.
Didn't Kobe steal a MVP from Wade as well, too?
No.
The 09 one is the one that I'm
But the thing that's funny about it is, like, Dwayne Wade in the height of the Kobe-Shaq beef, like, when everybody was going Kobe Shaq, the actual difference maker in all of it was Dwayne Wade, because Dwayne Wade was this 24-year-old force that had one of the two great back-to-back playoff runs. He got hurt one of them, and then the second one, obviously, a finals for all time. You know, so I don't know, but anyway, that was the one time I saw somebody try hard in a finals. Everybody got very mad at Dwayne Wade for trying hard in a finals.
You mean All-Star?
I mean an All-Star game. But anyway, so LeBron's questionable for tonight, and we'll see. We'll see if he gives it a go. But yeah, people are very mad. You didn't see that? You didn't see people being all mad at LeBron James?
I love the way people get mad over, like, injuries. Right?
Yeah, but it was also like his injury explanation was kind of flimsy. He's like, it's an ankle, foot, sore, blah, 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 you know?
I mean, what is he supposed to say?
I don't know. He just didn't want to play in this goofy format, you know?
But maybe the guy's been playing for 20-something years. He don't get the benefit of the doubt? Mm. Like, if he says, I'm banged up, I can't play, right? Like, why are we treating him like he's 25?
I don't know.
I saw someone say that this guarantees at least one more LeBron year.
Why?
Because he would never go out a final year and not play in the All-Star game.
You think LeBron James cares, though? Like, if
he is very look at me, dude.
I understand, but he was named to the All-Star. Is anybody ever going to say, man, I can't believe LeBron James didn't play in his last? Not that he is retiring this year anyway. Now everybody's going the other way. They think he's going to play another 5 years because Luke is there.
Oh, great.
But it's like,
he can't keep doing this.
Yeah, we keep thinking that. He can't keep doing it. I would figure from his standpoint, like, you're like, oh, what's the format now? He's literally been through every format. Team LeBron, Team Giannis.
Yeah.
Think about this. Let's put this in perspective. LeBron James has been playing NBA basketball for more than half of his life.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to do that in football, I would have to play until I was 42.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's
the only person to do that, what's Tom Brady?
Yeah, but not. I'm talking about. I played football, not quarterback. I played the collision aspect of the sport.
Right. Leroy, put it on the crawl. Leroy Horde calls fellow Michigan Wolverine soft.
Wow.
No,
not a real football player.
He plays a protected
position.
Quarterbacks, not real football players.
Not real football players, dude.
Good to know. Good.
Not
to
real
know.
Football players. I see that you have your Marlins jersey on today, Frog Boy.
Oh, no, this is the Yankees farming system. I'm not sure if...
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the Marlins.
Did you see the chain that Jazz Chisholm had yesterday at spring training?
No, I don't
know. Oh, it was impressive.
I try not to hurt myself.
It was impressive. It was like... I'll get a picture of it for our audience, but it was like... It was more impressive. I mean, we've seen him have a chain of himself.
Yeah.
We've seen him have the alien chain. This one may have been his finest piece of work.
What does this say? Home team?
Hmm?
This is... I'm looking at it now. This chain is... Wow.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. You're all right?
This is hurting my heart. This is
why
we could be covering this, dude. We could be talking to this man like we did a few years ago.
We did talk to that man with his chain. It's very impressive. You don't really respect it, though, anyway. I mean, I'm very mad at you.
Why?
Because yesterday you came at me with some sass, and I didn't really appreciate it, to be honest with you. Like, you have no appreciation for the Marlins.
You're harassing the group chat.
I'm not harassing, dude.
Marlins people.
Dude, but like...
There is somebody that comes in with a strong take and looks down upon anybody who questions that take.
It's just he didn't look down upon the take. He I don't think he disagreed with the take, because it'd be ridiculous to disagree with the take. I mean, are you disagreeing with the take?
I don't disagree with the take, but it is random to have in 2025.
It's not random to have, dude.
How often are people talking about, you know, the Ricky Nolaskos of the world or the Brad Pennies of the world? Like, what are we talking about?
All I was thinking to myself, you know, I'm watching, I was like looking at some spring training news and notes. You know, I was looking at Sandy on Twitter, I think, you know, throwing, and I was thinking, you know, about Peter Bendick sitting in the bushes with binoculars thinking,
can't wait to train for prospects.
But I just thought to myself, man, Sandy's got that easy cheese, you know, he throws it and it's just like 98. Brad Penny, that was a hoss, all right? And he went out there.
And they have to turn off the
Yes, Jack McKean got very mad at him because he kept peeking at the radar gun every time that he would throw, trying to top himself. And that's why nobody lit up the radar gun like Brad Penny. And this is not to say that Brad Penny threw the hardest, because he didn't throw the hardest. But, like, he was actively trying to light up the radar gun, you know? Like, it was he was bringing it with that horse hide. Like, just reaching back and giving you gas, dude. And some guys just got that easy cheese, a lot like Sandy does, because he's, like, you know, he's a 6'6 moose, and it's just like, oh... Flick 99.
Oh.
But Brad Penny, you know, a little portly, a big fella, you know,
yeah.
He would reach back and it was just like, here comes the cheese, dude. Nobody lit up the radar gun like Brad Penny did. He lit up the radar gun for sport. That's what he did.
He in 2006, he averaged 93.9 miles per hour, which was the fastest fastball of all NL starters that year.
What year was that?
That was 06.
Wow.
Yeah. And he also threw the fastest fastball in 07. So
was that Dodgers Brad Penny?
I'll tell you right now. I just had this stuff up because he also ended his career with Marlins. 06 was Dodgers and 07 was Dodgers as well. So, look, the arm was on the way down by then.
Nah, like, he's just one of those throwback guys, dude. Like, you throw Brad Penny out there, 6'4", 270.
Wow.
And he was just, and like...
Oh, so he was basically built like Luka.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. He was built like Luka, but like, dude, he just brought it with that cheese. I'm telling you, man.
It's just what's going on.
What do you mean, dude?
Brought it with the cheese.
It's pretty amazing that we have to go to the Wayback Machine to get good baseball.
I'm not even talking about
memorable baseball.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about good baseball. I'm just talking about, like, they don't make them like him anymore. You know, like a portly fella. Like, all these pitchers these days, you know, who looks like him? Who looks like a Bartolo Colon, you know, where they're just reaching back. You know, I got a second family I got to feed. Here's 98 on the black.
What do you mean, a second family?
He did. He had a secret family. Not Brad Penny. Brad Penny did not have a secret family. Brad Penny seems like a lovely family man. And I once got to go into Roundup for free. I snuck in with his entourage.
See, that's why.
Avoided his cover charge. He was Dodgers Brad Penny back then, though.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm looking at all the Marlins.
Was he traded for Paul LaDuca?
Let's see. I hate
it. You know what Paul LaDuca does now, right?
He's a horse racing analyst.
Yeah.
He's a horse racing analyst.
Yep. Paul LaDuca, Guillermo Mota,
and
Juan Encarnacion.
Ugh. I hated that trade.
Okay.
I hated that trade. Although LaDuca did come and hit a home run off the plane.
I mean, can I just say this?
That's pretty good.
You said that, and we all may have said that, about all the trades the Marlins have made.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you said that was a good trade?
I mean, it was a fine trade. They needed a catcher. Mind you, that was the year, you know, Pudge walked. Pudge went to the Tigers. So I understood why they made the move at the time. It just hurt my soul, you know. Carl Pavano was having a really good year that year for the Marlins.
Yeah, but
Carl Pavano didn't have the cheese that Brad Penny threw.
No, he was so crafty. Strange. He was crafty.
He just kind of mixed it up, cutters and sinkers, and it's just like, you know, you need a guy who could just sometimes reach back and give you gas.
Carl Pavano was an artsman, that pitcher.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But it was like, you know, you have these pitchers. You know, like, you basically, like, Nolan Ryan would have looked at Brad Penny and would have been like, that's a pitcher. That's a pitcher right there. You know, he just looked at Brad Penny and goes, yeah, Oklahoma, big.
Wow.
Throws, you know, like a Matt Cain type, you know.
All the pitchers on the Marlins right now, skinny.
I know. They're all skinny. Because I think Leroy fat-shamed the entire staff.
That's true. That's true.
Really?
What?
Yeah, you did it. You finally got your way.
We still got some uniforms fitting like sausage skins out there.
Man, Dade South says, no one loves insignificant Marlins like Tobin. Dude, Brad Penny.
This guy does this.
Brad Penny won 2 World Series games. How are we going to say? He's a Marlins Hall of Famer. How are you going to say Brad Penny isn't a Marlins Hall of Famer? You know, that guy.
He's not, though.
No, but he is.
You are very good at telling somebody they're a Hall of Famer after one moment.
No. It wasn't one moment,
you
though.
Are,
no, but
I'm
he
just
was.
Saying, one period of time.
He
to
was
me, a Hall of Famer is a person who did it for an extensive period of time.
Yeah, but like you know the Marlins have a weird history, so you have to like kind of warp the Hall of Fame a little bit. Like it's a difference of being a Marlins Hall of Fame.
You're doing it for a moment.
No, dude. Like I'm telling you.
Okay, how long was his stretch here?
Four and a half years.
4.5 years to be in the Marlins Hall of Fame.
But he was a Leroy, he was a staple.
I know, he was a staple.
You don't understand, Brad Penny.
I'm not saying what you're saying is not accurate. But what I'm saying is, name another Hall of Fame anything that did it for 4.5 years.
Josh Beckett. Would Josh Beckett be in the Hall of Fame?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, starting pitcher. I like that.
They're both starting pitchers.
Man. Beckett was the guy.
No, not really.
Oh, Beckett was the guy, dude.
But hold on. Josh Beckett has the most famous pitching performance in franchise history.
Yeah.
Game 6.
But again,
complete game shutout. How can you not have Josh Beckett in the Marlins Hall of Fame?
I'm not saying these guys weren't great. What I'm saying is you make them a Hall of Famer based on moments and not careers.
That's they're moments.
Yes, you are.
But you have to take Marlins cheapskateness.
Oh.
And you have to look at it almost. You almost have to look at it like a college run. Like you're a Michigan Hall of Famer, right? And so like you have to look at it like that more so, or like a Canes Hall of Famer. You have to look at Marlins history in almost 4-year increments to determine, was he a Marlins Hall of Famer? And I'm telling you right now,
I didn't play long enough.
Okay, whether you played long enough or not, college careers are going to be based upon whether or not you had a 3 to 4 year stint. Does that make you a Hall of Famer? Marlins history has to be looked upon the same way. And I'm telling you right now, if you have a Marlins Hall of Fame without Brad Penny, you don't have a Marlins Hall of Fame.
I mean, his number's not even retired, though. They've given it away every single year.
Doesn't matter. They don't have any numbers retired. They have no numbers retired. So your point is moot.
Because nobody's been here long enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
He also switched his number. I believe he went from 28 to 31.
31, yeah.
So, you know, 31 Brad Penny. That was a mature Brad Penny. Oh, that's champion Brad Penny.
Ooh.
Maybe the 28 that was too small.
It's possible. Hmm.
No numbers retired,
but,
huh?
Like you're still, no matter what you're explaining to me.
Two championships, no
numbers
retired.
You're explaining moments.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta retire 35.
Let me ask you, you think Jimmy Butler's number will get retired?
I don't want to have this debate. We don't have enough time, but of course. We can get into it if you want because we have 15 minutes of heat, but of course it should.
Right.
It won't for time because time's going to have to pass, and this is what Tyler Hero stirred everybody up in a tizzy. But of course, it deserves to be up there. It's ridiculous to say otherwise. Like
with no championships.
Yeah, but it's okay. Like he took them very, very far. Like it's not like he was out of the first round every single year.
No, every night he brought the cheese.
He did bring the cheese, dude. I'm telling you right now, if you disrespect Brad Penny one more time,
it's just Brad Penny.
No, don't do that. I'm not going to let you do that.
Fighting about Marlins
because he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to appreciate the art of reaching back for 97. He doesn't want to appreciate it. Like find it when you need it.
It's 20 years ago, we're talking about Marlins from 20 years.
But the Marlins Hall of Fame just became a thing. And you're telling me right now, oh, he doesn't deserve to be there. And I'm like, how can you say, you know, you guys care about championships so much. Two World Series wins, okay, not fake wins, wins. And you're like, nah.
He was a third at most. I don't know, maybe third, fourth most important pitcher on that line.
No, that's ridiculous.
Josh Beckett.
Yep.
Dontrell Willis.
Not as good in the playoffs, though.
Whoa!
Dontrell lost it a little bit once we got to October.
You're not disrespecting.
I'm not disrespecting, but he got sent to the bullpen.
Train. You want to talk about cheese, the leg kick.
He's at worst third.
Okay.
At worst third. Unless you want to count like a bullpen guy.
So three pitchers from the same team? You got to put them in the Hall of
Fame. But a rotation for all time, Frog Boy.
Were they friends? Were they nice to each other?
I got to tell you, Tobin.
What?
This is a tad bit much.
No, it's not a tad bit much, dude.
Third most important pitcher on a championship
team. On a championship team? A pitcher? What do we mean, dude?
It's just crazy.
But that doesn't put you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it does. So hold on, let me get this straight. Dontrell Willis gets to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, D-Train.
What do you mean, dude?
D-Train.
Brad Penny was better than
Dontrell. I don't know. Dontrell should have won the Cy Young.
And he hit well as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on.
That's true.
Come on.
Brad Penny, though, sneaky good hitter.
Sneaky good hitter.
Sneaky good hitter.
He had a couple of tater tots.
Doesn't it make you wish that they eradicated the DH? You know, I miss a pitcher who could hit.
Right.
You know?
Pretty good.
Who were those guys? You know, Brad Penny. You had Dontrell Willis. Who was that dude for the Giants? He could really rake.
Oh,
Hoss.
Bumgarner,
dude.
Yeah,
he could drop bombs.
Jose Fernandez.
Jose Fernandez could hit a little bit. Jose Fernandez.
We're hitting the bomb and pimping his walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid Mike Redmond. That's why we traded for Paul LaDuca.
That's true.
And lost Brad Penny.
That sucks. Got Juan Encarnacion.
You know, I would say, though, for Penny, you know, there were some years where he probably had to take his clothes to the dry cleaners and he probably had to have it alterated because, you know, he fluctuated up and down a little bit, you know.
Who was the longest tenured Marlin?
What?
What?
Like, who? Is there anybody that put 10 years in with the Marlins?
Probably Castillo.
Ooh.
See?
But again, like you're looking at it like from a standpoint of you're looking at it like all other Hall of Fames, which is your mistake. Like to look at the Marlins Hall of Fame the same as every other Hall of Fame is like to look at it like Yankees Hall of Fame or with like DiMaggio and Mantle playing for 15 years. Like that's silly. No, that's on you.
That. Wow.
But they didn't start off letting people in their Hall of Fame after 5 years either.
Dude, they've retired like every number. Like, let's be real about the Yankees. They're a little bit willy-nilly with retiring the numbers.
I have the answer to the question and a...
That's great. Else. I was trying to start a live read.
That's true. You were. So
go ahead. You're the one that...
No, I was trying to, like, you know, seamlessly get in there by talking about the alteration of Brad Penny's pants, yeah, which some of you may need from time to time.
Yeah.
Which is why you want to head on over to our friends at A&T Dry Cleaners. A&T Dry Cleaners, for the best dry cleaning in South Florida, use our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. 40 plus years owned and run. The owners are, that's our boy, a fan of the show, and there's no doubt that he loved this Brad Penny segment. I guarantee it. And you guys can text or call him anytime for any of your dry cleaning needs at 954-610-9383. That's 954-610-9383, Leroy.
Yes, and there's a seamstress on premises. They can do same-day alterations. Just give them a call at 954 or text them 954-610-9383. Mention Tobin and Leroy. Still get it. 25% off.
25%.
You're still getting it. But give Ara a call, okay, or text him, because he can tell you how long it'll take to get your clothes alterations on your clothes. You need clothes before formal events. Look, you need a suit taken in. You're getting ready for a wedding. Go have Ara hook you up. You'll get the 25% discount. They serve all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. Once you use A&T Dry Cleans, you'll never launder your own clothes again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fifteen minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. He'll be back in action on Friday against the Toronto Raptors. As I miss them very much, even though they hurt my feelings. I do have a little bit of withdrawal, so I cannot wait to watch the Miami Heat back on the hardwood against the Toronto Raptors, and hopefully, you know, Spo is coming out of the lab with a plan, with a mastermind to get this team to stop blowing leads. Hopefully that's the case. We get Andrew Wiggins a little bit more comfortable. You know, maybe he's a little bit more settled down. That was pretty crazy. You know, he just had a kid and all that type of stuff. So everybody comes into this situation a wee bit more comfortable, and Miami can get going a little bit and maybe make a climb on this East, this bottom of the East, which is not very impressive, but it's just, you know.
We say this every year about the bottom of the East not being that impressive while ending up there at the end of the year.
Yeah, okay, but that, okay, Leroy, yes, we do say it at the time every single year.
I mean, maybe it's time to accept.
Maybe it is. Tyler Herro says they're not contenders. He was on Sirius XM, and he said, let's call a spade, we're not contenders. So, I don't know. We'll see. You know, but he did also say that, you know, the goal is still getting to that 4 seed and getting home court advantage. It's not that out of the realm of possibility.
No, it's not. It's not. No. Like, again, the crazy thing about the East is you're 2 weeks of good basketball from being right in the thick of it.
Yep. But man, they lose in spectacular fashion.
Yes.
I mean, they are losers.
Oh, that's the old us.
Whoa.
Turn the corner.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, we're not losers.
I mean, they have lost in spectacular fashion. What do you call somebody who loses in spectacular fashion?
That plays 82 games?
No, but dude, these seasons, like they have a dozen games that have been losses. Well,
yeah. The guy who said what you started off with, right? The positivity that you led this conversation with, only 5 minutes later to call them losers and give me the stink eye when I say we have this conversation every year. And then you go, they're losers. Like, not, holy smokes. Yeah. Make up your mind.
I mean, you make up your mind. Like, which side are you on? I think you just boxed yourself in.
I'm on no side.
You boomerang taked it.
I'm stating reality. That every year about this time we have all.
Well, yeah, but they have a way worse record.
Then a month later we'll say the same thing.
Yeah, but they had a way worse record this year. Their record is way worse than it was last year. Last year they were like 6 over .500 at this point.
Okay.
Damn. Really? Because I felt like
I know that's what it feels like. I know everybody feels like it's like the Miami Heat have been a floundering .500 team. Mm. But at this point last year, they were actually playing some of their best basketball.
That's crazy.
They were.
I felt the same way at All-Star break. So that's interesting.
Probably around this time.
Now I wish. It's almost like when you look at pictures of yourself in the past.
What?
And you're like, oh man. Like, before I looked at that, I was like, oh, I'm so fat in this picture, and now I wish I could be that fat. Now, last year, I'm like, oh my God, this season sucks. Now I wish I could be 6 games over .500. Now look at us.
7:30 is when they get going against the Raptors on Friday, and then they got the Bucks on Sunday, and Atlanta on Monday before
they're gonna play a boatload of games because they haven't played as many games as like half the league.
Nah, they're caught up now. Like, but they actually have a lot of home games. Yeah, they have a lot of home games that they got to catch up on.
All right.
So that's some good news is that they'll because they've been on the road basically all month.
I was always told if you go undefeated at home, this is in football, and 500 on the road, right, you probably win your division. Now, that didn't apply to Minnesota, which was crazy. That was an anomaly. That never happens.
Yeah, that was a weird thing with them last year is that they were a really terrible home team, but they were a good road team. Very strange team last year. This year,
I mean, there's something about being in the comfort of your home that makes them too comfortable.
Yeah, very fat caddy. I don't know. This year, they're 12-11. What would you call it?
I don't like.
You know what's interesting about you is you say something that sounds just as harsh as I say, but when I say it, you almost recoil. It's very strange.
What do you mean?
Like, I say something, you're like, yeah, they're too comfortable in their home, in their own home. And I say, yeah, very fat cat. And you're like, heavens to Betsy, too much.
Well, too fat cat? Like, I wouldn't, like, I wouldn't classify it as being fat cat. I wouldn't classify it as being fat cat. But I guess in some ways, if you are very comfortable with your environment, it's sometimes leads to complacency.
I was watching Court of Gold yesterday, Court of Gold, the Netflix thing on the Olympics, but I skipped because there was an episode that had Bam on the cover of it. So I was like, oh, I'm going to watch that. They feature Bam at the beginning of it, which was really cool. Yeah, Grant Hill. Oh, Grant Hill loves him some Bam.
Oh.
Loves him.
Okay.
Loves him. And so does Steve Kerr, by the way. Steve Kerr seems like a nice guy.
Oh, he's a nice guy.
Seems like a nice guy.
Oh, now he's a nice guy.
Seems like a nice guy.
How many times have you started the show with, and Steve Kerr, I've had enough. I've had just about enough.
I think you guys are confusing me with him and J.J. Redick. I don't feel like I've ever had a Steve Kerr hot take. Have I had a Steve Kerr hot take?
You called him a snake 2 days ago.
That was very snake-like, one would have to say. To Andrew Wiggins, he was a snake.
You have never, ever, ever not said anything negative about any other coach. Because
I will say he was a little crocodile tearsy when it comes to Andrew Wiggins. Oh, I'm gonna miss him so much. You're gonna miss him so much. 17 free throws from Jimmy. Jim VP. Like, that was Steve Kerr in 24 hours. He was like, parade to the free throw line. Parade to the free throw. Oh, poor Andrew, he's gone. Oh, was a bit of an act, but he was very, very complimentary of Bam. I will tell you though, this documentary, I got to watch it in order. This French team, there's infighting going on right now.
Whoa,
Fournier and the coach beefing.
Whoa,
yeah, dude.
Fournier.
Evan Fournier.
He doesn't even play in NBA anymore, does he?
I don't think so. But he was basically calling the coach a French fossil. He was like, cannot win, scoring only 70 points. What is this, 2000? And the guy said, what did he say? So there was French beef. They still kick Canada's ass, though.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back and watch it. It seems really good because apparently the Serbians are wild. I got to check this out.
I always ask, is this watch by myself or is this couple friendly? Is it like super basketball?
No, I would say it's more behind the scenes. Like, it's a lot more. I saw a lot more talkie-talkie than basketball, you know?
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
A lot of different cultures.
Nice. Okay. So you're saying I can trick her?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You get to see, you get to see Bam's childhood home, and then they got his mom mic'd up during the game. That was pretty goosies.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
You know?
Yeah, I like that.
And then they show a scene of Bam playing dominoes, and I'm pretty sure when Leroy watches the scene, he's going to call him a cheat.
We're familiar with his work.
We're familiar with his work.
It's actually funny because he actually uses the term. He goes, yeah, with Domino's, we got our own rules.
And I was like, right. Thank you. Hold on.
I'm like, don't admit that.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
We'll take a break here on the show. Speaking of international play, we got a big one coming up tomorrow for all of North America. That's next. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of... Leroy's muted, guys.
Not it.
Your Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
Oh, there he goes.
I already got mine.
What flavor?
Samesies.
Cherry cola. Oh, you got cherry cola too?
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
What?
I got nothing.
Those.
What do you
those
have?
Fly vibes, man, are falling off the shelf quick.
What do you got? Fly vibes.
Okay. Yeah. Real swamp vibes.
Swamp vibes.
Horrible. Oh man, this is gonna be a fun one tomorrow night with 8 o'clock TD Garden USA and Canada for the Four Nations Championship. We are waiting to see if Quinn Hughes is going to be making his way for Team USA. He, you know, the captain of the Vancouver Canucks is already in Vancouver practicing, so to have him fly to Boston on the slight chance that he plays, I think is still up in the air, at least as of yesterday. But certainly would be some great reinforcements. Charlie McAvoy got hurt in the last game and is out with an upper body injury. So, and with possibly like an infection or something like that. That was pretty crazy. This hockey thing has been pretty badass with seeing how hard these guys are playing. And, you know, Matthew Tkachuk's got to play in 2 days. Yeah. It's like, you know, he's just throwing all caution to the wind. He's probably going to have to. Like, are we starting off with a fight again? You think this is happening, Leroy? Or do you think they're going to come out with a little bit more restraint from everybody?
You got to start.
What if the Canadians want to fight?
That usually happens in, like,
poutine bastards.
The same thing that usually happens in like playoff basketball. Like they may have a fight early on, but when it gets to like game seven, they ain't in there for the foolishness.
Yeah, but does feel like there's a little bit more of a personal edge
but
here, yeah?
Here's the caveat. There's two Tkachuks involved.
Yep.
I can't rule it out, but I'm just saying, like Matthew Tkachuk, you can say what you want about him. He always seems to be full aware of the circumstances and what's needed. So if they don't need a stupid penalty or foul, he's not the one that's out there doing it just for the sake of being, for example, Draymond Green.
They are good to go. I know there's been some people were questioning. They were both a little bit banged up, but it was reported today that they're going to be good to go for this game. Not surprising. You'd have a hard time imagining that they would ever miss this opportunity if they were able and willing to go. And Emily Kaplan made a great point. You know, like he played in the Stanley Cup with a cracked sternum.
Yep,
that's about right. So he's, he's going to go out there. He might have a bald eagle on his shoulder as he walks into the arena. You know, you don't know with Tkachuk. Yeah. Could just be a red, white, and blue suit. He could come in looking like Apollo Creed. Who knows? All bets are off for him. And, you know, all of Boston's going to have to like be like, all right, I guess we're rooting for him this time. He basically owns your building anyway, so it doesn't matter, Boston. Just give in already and root for him. That's how it's going to roll. 8 o'clock tomorrow is where we get going, and we'll see if America can take this home after looking fantastic in this tournament. They put it on Finland. They whooped Canada in a really great back and forth, and that Sweden game, not a true loss.
No, I mean,
not true loss.
Played a lot of guys.
So we'll see what's
what. A lot of guys.
We'll take a break here on the show. When we come back, our Tua. They already made a decision on something. That's next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.